BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're back on our normal time between 1 and 4. For Saturday's Pop In Live to teach us about inverted twerking and play their new song. Also, McLovin, Christopher Mintz Plasse plays Innuendo Bingo, and Dan and Phil on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, it's Monday, this is Mills. Exciting day today on Radio 1. Grimmy back on breakfast. Biffy Clyro sounding really good with Gemma Kearney in the live lounge earlier. I like the version of Mountains they did, it was a lot calmer. And you can also hear their little Scottish accent coming through a little bit more, you know.
Pop toot.
We'll play a bit of Biffy later. Okay, coming up today for you, because it was an epic fail last week on Breakfast. We've got Christopher Mintz Plasse, that's McLovin, off of Superbad, and he's in Kick-Ass as well, playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. We don't normally do it on a Monday, but just because it messed up so bad last week, a little bonus Innuendo Bingo for you at 1:45, and that's the one we've done with McLovin. Nice guy. 2:45, the Saturdays are going to be here. We've got a new song out called Disco Love. You heard it?
Alongside Sean Paul? Or
No, alongside themselves. Just them. No one else on this one.
Okay.
I want to ask them about Sean Paul.
Do you reckon? I don't think they've ever met, have they?
Oh, well, that's the first question. And then the second, I really want to know what he's like.
Yeah.
Like,
in what sense?
What was he like to them? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? What does he smell like?
No,
or what
yeah, just everything. I want to know everything about Sean Paul. He intrigues me. So that's at 2:45, and we'll play Disco Love Saturdays for the first time on Radio 1. Real or No Real's back at 3:40 this afternoon. If you weren't listening to us on Breakfast last week, Chris here did a fairly awkward chat with Jennifer Aniston in the same way they did with the Mila Kunis one. So they've been talking about the interview in Australia on one of their morning shows. This is Kyle and Jackie O, who I'm a bit obsessed with him.
Right, because there's a certain amount of other countries talking about this chat. Like, apparently we were just on Good Morning America as well. Just had loads of tweets
good
about that.
But America.
But this Australian one I've heard of before.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Because you talk about them a lot.
Probably because I've just talked about them before. Yeah, he's kind of like, I guess he's kind of like Simon Cowell in Australia.
He's a nasty man? Are you about to play me a load of abuse?
I think it's more of an act. I think he's probably quite a nice guy. But he's got all the monies. He's rich.
Right.
And he's on the radio in the morning with Jackie O. He's quite hot. Do you want to hear it? You might need to brace yourself because he can be quite rude, this guy. That's his kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
So they give you the whole backstory of what happened, first of all. This is on the morning show in Australia on the radio.
The number two story this hour, Jennifer Aniston did an interview with a guy that is known for being a little awkward in interviews. You may remember this reporter in the UK interviewed Mila Kunis. He was incredibly nervous talking to her, and he just ended up rambling throughout the whole interview. She was lovely and assured him he was doing a great job. Well, now this reporter, Chris Stark, has interviewed Jen Aniston. And
well, this guy needs a new job.
He kept telling Jen how hot she was and, you know, it was. He was talking about the time he went to a strip club, and she handled it like a pro.
Okay, good. So that's that's Jackie O explaining it.
I like her. He seems to be sort of laughing along a little bit.
Well, okay. Are you ready for this? They played out a clip of the interview, and then Kyle kind of Kyle does his thing. Let's say.
Okay.
Is that a premonition for your role?
There you go. In on jeans. Best in capri khakis.
Next, please.
You just went on from there.
What was he, like a BBC reporter or something?
I think he is, actually. I think he is.
I don't like ABC types or BBC types.
Right.
There we are. He doesn't like ABC or BBC.
Well, he sounds lovely.
I've got to be honest, though. You're not your average BBC reporter, are you?
No,
I can't hear you on Radio 4.
I like that he's stereotyping me as your average BBC person. That's fine.
I don't like BBC. Anyway, so you've made it. You've been on Kyle and Jackie O.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
You happy?
I'm happy.
Are you proud?
Yes, I am. I'm very proud.
Like a proud father?
Yes. No, not a father. Like a brother.
Like a proud brother.
Thank you.
Younger brother.
Popped!
The Scott Mills Daily.
How many messages from people saying it sounds like Five at the beginning? I've never thought about it. I've played that song a few times. What do they mean?
You know the bit. I woke up today with this. It's that.
What, Keep On Moving by Five?
Yeah.
Oh, Frank Turner will be pleased. Okay, we've got McLovin Bingo at 1:45. Some people, when it failed last week, were saying that their boyfriends were crying because we couldn't get it to you. I'm sorry about that. DVD?
Dodgy
we've
DVD.
We've got new DVD. And it's on at 1:45. McLovin Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it as well on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now on to my new big thing this week. From one of the biggest pop stars in the world. She, at the moment, right now, is on Good Morning America, which is like their version of the, you know, morning shows, TV morning shows, in the US. And she's sitting on a circuit board seat, which is like an electric throne. It's the coolest chair you've ever seen. I want one.
Okay.
Do you really want it? It's Lady Gaga. She's looking really nice. Really, like, not that much makeup. Just kind of a normal dress for a change. And it's applause. It's my big thing this week. Let me know what you're saying about this. Maybe it's grown on you a little bit. First single from her next album, Art Pop. Lady Gaga, applause. I love it. It's my big thing this week. It was a bit early last week for you to hear that. A bit too complicated pop music for that time.
It's a bit too arty for me.
Yeah. You still feeling that even at like 1:30 in the afternoon?
I don't know. It's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah. Now, she's going to premiere the video for Applause today. Hello, Dylan. He says, obviously, she was waiting for you to make her your big thing before she released the video. That's exactly what happened. Lexus says, I've liked Applause from the start and it's still growing on me. It's just too strange, says Laura in Shrewsbury. Mm. Give me Katy Perry every day. I know what you mean. A lot of people don't get it. Not much thought gone as the album name then. Art Pop. That's Adam. And Ollie in Norwich not feeling it at all. Obviously, previous number one albums, The Fame and Born This Way. And Art Pop is going to be released later this year. Don't know when yet. Some interesting stuff happening between her and Perez Hilton on Twitter as well yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oof. That was Lady Gaga and Applause. Do you remember on Friday, we were far too tired to be covering for Sarah Cox for an hour.
Yeah.
We talked absolute nonsense. There's more chance of a frozen block of urine landing on your head.
This mean I get more food?
I mean, how many days have you made pants good for? Let's be honest. Come on.
Honestly?
Let's talk about it.
Come on, if we're all honest, we've spun it out for...
How long?
You know, like 3 or 4.
Sarah Cox is on her way. I feel a bit sick now.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel a bit sick. I got a feeling I'm going to break down when I see Beyonce.
Where did you see her?
At a concert.
Oh, sorry.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Thursday was a weird day last week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Lots of things broke in the studio. Then a phone rang. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
There was a phone in the studio. Never heard it ring before. And also, probably shouldn't ring while you're speaking on air. I was halfway through.
It's proper landline noise as well, wasn't it? Like,
it's like, oh, we've got a landline going. Don't know what that was about. Loads of things that I tried to play, didn't play, including Christopher Mintz-Plasse. That's McLovin to you on Innuendo Bingo. So we don't normally do this on a Monday, but I thought today what we'll do is we'll play out the Innuendo Bingo because it's a good one with McLovin. A lot of people, especially boys, really excited for McLovin on bingo. Mm. So before we did the bingo, we had a little chat with him. This is your 5-minute warning to get to the Radio 1 website if you want to see the McLovin bingo, which hopefully today will run smoothly. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 on your computer or on your phone or on your tablet. bbc.co.uk/radio1. McLovin's bingo will be on next. First, let's play the chat we have with him. Christopher Mintz-Plasse, hi.
Hey, man.
But good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
It's first time of meeting. Obviously, a lot of people will know you as McLovin, also the Kick-Ass film, and the second Kick-Ass film, which I saw just 2 days ago.
Oh, you saw it?
Wow.
What'd you think?
Your poor mum.
My poor mum? Is that, that's all you took out of the movie? Was
no.
That?
It's just that I like to get a tan, okay?
Yeah.
So that...
Did it frighten you?
Without a doubt, that is my worst nightmare.
Do you actually go to tanning booths like that?
I have, you
try to just get out in the sun?
I have done recently because we've had good weather. I've been out in the sun a bit more.
Okay.
But I have been on those beds. I mean, you probably
those beds kind of just frighten me in general.
Do they?
Yeah, because what if that actually happens? You're underneath these fake rays and you're it's a frightening concept.
It worked out well for you though, didn't it, in the film?
Yeah, it did. It did.
I've never done this. Is this where you do the paper pants or is that a different
You can thing? Do.
It's like the paper pants and like those little things that go in your eyes and then you just sit underneath those rays and crisp your body.
So it's 3 years on from first Kick-Ass. What's changed?
Three,
what happened?
Yeah, four since we actually filmed it, three since it came out. What's been going on since then? Just working, playing some music, coming to play some innuendo bingo with you guys.
Yeah. You're in a band, right?
I am. I play drums, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where are we at with your character? Because obviously the film's not out just yet. It comes out end of this week.
Yes.
What can you tell us?
It's super violent, super bloody, hilarious. It's like the first movie, just kind of upped the ante.
I have to say, yeah, they have upped it a level, haven't they?
Yeah.
Wow. We had Chloe Moretz on the show as well. She seems cool.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. She was really funny on that interview.
Yeah, a lot of people very excited about it. This is one of the most popular things we do on Radio
cool.
1. We just showed you a video of the Gerard Butler incident. I guess you didn't know much about it before.
No, but you just say really dirty things and we just try not to laugh.
Well, it's more innuendo, really. And it's from clips of some American, some British TV and radio.
Okay.
You just fill your cheeks with water and then...
As much as I can fit in there?
As much as you can fit in. And then just soak him.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Honestly, it's fine. It's twice a week for me. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what you
he
get
does...
paid for, man. So you can pay the big bucks for.
He does this a lot. Remember, you can watch this on the Radio 1 website next, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. On your computer, you can even watch it on your smartphone. Christopher Mintz-Plasse plays Innuendo Bingo next. That was a chat we had a couple of weeks ago. Really nice guy. And we are going to play out the Innuendo Bingo from McLovin after MERS in Right Place, Right Time. Get to your computer or put the Radio 1 website on your phone now. Bingo is coming. It's a bonus.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's put the cameras on. Go. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Tense. That's an intense intro.
I know, it's like a film trailer almost.
Jeez.
I know. So, Christopher Mintz-Plasse is playing Innuendo Bingo today.
All right.
Thanks very much for coming on.
It's going to be good.
And good luck, everybody.
Thanks, man. I'm kind of... Do you get nervous every time you play it?
A little bit, but I think it's just the music.
Yeah.
But you've given me an idea. Innuendo Bingo, the movie.
The movie? Starring...
You.
Me, just me?
Yeah.
You gotta be in it as well.
If you could...
I'll do a sequel.
Obviously, I'm nervous. I kind of want to, like...
If you could be in it, that would add weight.
I don't want you to spit on my shirt. I kind of want to, like...
Blimey. Is this...
He actually wants this now.
This is on. Are we doing skins?
No.
Are you a little bit...
This. Should we do skins? Have you done that before?
No, but...
Should we make history? Should we make history and do skins?
Do we really...
Oh, Chris!
He's up for it.
I can't say no if you are.
No, it's all good.
No, come on. Okay.
You were not. No, you weren't into it, Chris.
No, we'll do skins. Come
wow.
on.
Chris wasn't into it.
This has developed already.
Come on, then.
And then skins, baby.
No way!
This is ridiculous.
Oh,
I only brought one shirt with me to London.
Right.
Now, Christopher's just got off the plane from LA, so there could be some jet lag involved here.
This is ridiculous.
Here. But this is actually happening. Get online, get to a computer. Skins are on.
Skins.
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. An actual movie star, shirtless, and a boy from Pinner.
That's not what people want.
Shirtless.
Living the dream.
Okay.
You get the same amount of chest hair, too.
The water's going to be freezing because they're not wearing any shirts anymore. Christopher's has got his open. To be honest, like. In the Kick-Ass movies, we've seen pretty much everything, haven't we?
Yeah. You know? You see me in like a leather outfit, so...
A lot.
This is nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. It's Innuendo Bingo. A lot of your favourites today.
Cheers, mate.
As Christopher is new to the game, as well as some brand new ones. Okay, lots of water, please. Loads of water. This is our first shirtless one ever. Wow. Okay, so over to US Vice President Joe Biden first with some good news for anyone who loves Barack Obama.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh. Okay. So,
sorry.
Christopher's fine. Chris lost it.
Right.
Okay. No, Christopher's held his water.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Towards the end of the game, even if it's not funny, mm-hmm. if it's not funny, just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Over to MasterChef now. Sorry, this man. Is a new clip. And Katie Brand here receiving some feedback from Greg Wallace.
I find it quite pleasant. Left to my own devices, I'd probably munch the living daylights out of your little tart.
Oh!
I saw you going for it. I just had to go
That's
down.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, we're on.
Oh, this is happening.
Woo! Is it cold? With your shirts
on? It's nice, man.
Okay, thanks. Quite refreshing. Okay.
This is weird.
I'm worried that some of these may get lost in translation. No, it's fine. Over to Springwatch. Springwatch now. And Michaela Strachan. I don't think she's ever made it to America, but she's a presenter, and she's amazed at the stunning pictures that they bring to our screens.
Some of the birds that have usually fledged by now, we can get cameras on. We've got cameras on great tits.
Oh! Good sprayage. Straight in the face of Christopher Mintz Plasse there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can't get in you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting him. Is that seriously not the only shirt you bought?
No, of course I have more.
Can you imagine if you... Okay, dinner date now. It's over to dinner date. And
God, it just looks like it's like a huge... It's all it's like...
Over to dinner date now. Yep. Over to dinner date now. And this contestant has planned lots of ways to impress his date, including one that you might not expect.
I think my date will be impressed that I'm making my own bread. I think that making your own bread for a date goes the extra mile.
As Dave gets his meat out...
Hang on. And again.
I think my date will be impressed that I'm making my own bread. I think that making your own bread for a date goes the extra mile.
As Dave gets his meat out, thoughts are on the night ahead.
You can't even last the whole thing, man.
That happens quite a lot where he just...
It leaks out.
Yeah,
man.
It just kind of leaks.
Oh, God. The things I do to promote my movies.
That's right. Now, Dale Winton is a famous presenter here in the UK. He presents the National Lottery In It to Win It.
Have you heard of Dale Winton?
No.
No, he's not made it to America either. And here's Dale with a contestant on the game.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
No, it's fine. You just got it. Chris is weird.
It wasn't that I just got it. It was like the clip just ended so abruptly. But I still got it.
Yeah. Over to the cricket now. Radio 4's Test Match Special. Now, that show is amazing. They describe the action so well, you feel like you can see exactly what's happening.
He's doing a brilliant job. Absolutely brilliant job. It's the technique. You've got to tip it out of the bag. Right, and then you got to bash it with your fist, and he's bashing away here at the moment. You can hear him bashing. Listen to that. That's technique.
Yes.
Shot in the eye from Mintz Plasse.
It was a violent one. I'm sorry.
I like
the beating off sense.
This is the second Hollywood movie star we've played in Uno Bingo.
Oh, man.
Think about it.
I know, and it's weird because
isn't that incredible?
But they're the best players.
They are. When you they're the most up for it. It's true.
We had Vanessa Feltz in the other day. Have you heard of her?
No, who's that?
How would you describe her?
She's a veteran radio and TV presenter in the UK.
You called? She got really angry with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Jared Butler, Christopher Mintz Plasse, all fine. Okay.
Are you feeling all right? You called?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, just warming up. Now over to Kate Humble's travel documentary. And she seems here to have encountered an unusual difficulty.
I think that's the thing about being in an area that is so huge with, you know, quite thick, impenetrable bush.
I have to say, for a newbie, Christopher, your sprayage is impressive.
Is it good?
It goes everywhere, yeah, really good.
I want a thick, impenetrable bush.
And now over to our favourite, Dale Winton. He's back. And here he is, getting some tough questioning on BBC One's Would I Lie to You?
Did you hug them? Did you have them close to your face?
I used to put it on the pillow like that, and I used to bash it.
Everything's fine. Over to Hollyoaks. Have you seen Hollyoaks, Christopher? Mm-mm. Oh, wow, you're missing out. Mm-mm. It's a soap. Yeah, everyone's fit in it, though. And Carmel here is very impressed by Jim's wonderful gift.
I love it. Oh, I've got some stuff at home and it'll make this shine like the sun.
Oh, Jim, I could sit here all day and watch you polish your helmet.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Oh, mate. Okay.
That was right in the eyes.
Okay, and now over to... The shirtless special's working it well. Okay, so now over to Gardener's World. And
it's just like a 2 hour thing.
Yeah, there's only another hour to go, Christopher.
It's relentless.
Okay, there's not many more. Over to Gardener's World. And one of the more unusual plants they've had on the series.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of the Sarcococca?
Nah. Famous plant there. Okay. Do you have the cube in America?
The cube?
Yeah, mm-mm. It's like a...
I don't think so.
No.
What is that?
It's kind of... You have to defeat the cube and you have to do loads of challenges. Yeah, anyway.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Here's our favourite clip from the cube. One of the contestants getting very confused. It's the tension of it.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
Small wee from Stark. Mince Plas is looking disgusted.
It's like a fountain, dude.
It's a fountain. Okay.
That was a good one.
That was good.
She's okay. Right, though, the gap between us.
Yeah, on the cube.
Yeah.
And next, two more.
Right, okay.
Over to some top golfing tips here at the Open.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Good tip. And one more.
That's a good tip.
Yes. Back to Would I Lie to You Now?
Oh, and I know. Did you get this soaked with Butler?
Have you got any spare clothes?
I got clothes, guys. Don't worry. I got clothes.
I've got some spare jeans if you need them.
I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is weird. Okay, back to Would I Lie to You, and it's Claire Balding's turn to ask Dale Winton a tricky question.
Dale, do they have names, your potatoes?
What? Sorry, that was awful.
Dale, do they have names, your potatoes?
The names, your potatoes.
All right, one more.
Can we finish on a good
one? Yeah, we'll finish on a good
one.
Don't worry. Okay.
Should we join hands?
Here we go. Here we go. And finally, it's over to Richard Madeley on Radio 2.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
Oh! And that was Innuendo Bingo.
You knew you got that one.
With Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Hey, what a legend. And you two really got on, I think. You really bonded over the shirtless thing.
That was
a
blast, man.
Go and watch Kick-Ass 2. It's worth it just for this.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much, Christopher.
Tickets. Thanks, guys.
Legend.
That was your bonus Monday bingo. Tomorrow, back to normal, 1:45. Innuendo Bingo with Jonathan Agnew. Is this for real? Yeah. Aggers. So that was Christopher Mintz-Plasse. What a dude. What a nice guy.
Legend.
McLovin. I thought we'd ever have McLovin on Innuendo Bingo.
The shirts thing was a bit odd, but seemed right at the time.
He insisted on doing it shirtless, didn't he?
Mm.
So that video will be up soon on the Radio 1 YouTube. I think it's already there, is it?
Yeah.
It's there already. Yeah. If you couldn't watch it live, maybe have a little look later. Tomorrow, now this is an odd one. What a strange booking. He's appeared on Innuendo Bingo in one of the clips many times, but has never actually played the game. I'm talking about Aggers.
It was a great feeling, I think, coming through here. Toughest. I mean, did the members rise for you when you were walking out to bat?
Jonathan Agnew, off of cricket, is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. How has this happened?
It's incredible. It's an inspired booking. I can't believe he said yes. That's the point here.
And also, he tweeted me yesterday saying, what does one wear for this? Speedos? He asked that question. And I put flippantly back, yeah, Speedos. But now you're saying that old people do actually turn, like they go swimming in Speedos.
I just think you need to be wary that you might see that as a joke, but you do sort of on the beach see...
Actually, you do on holiday, don't you? You see a lot.
Often old people don't, you know, they're not in Bermuda shorts exactly, are they?
So do you think that he's taken the Speedos thing seriously? Because I said it as a bit of a joke, thinking, oh, I won't actually wear Speedos.
I don't know what my view is on it, though, because surely, although at first it seems so wrong.
No, I'm thinking about it too much.
It's kind of funny.
No, it's Saudi, revealing himself as he stands up.
So, I guess, many a time he's been on Innuendo Bingo as one of the clips.
Actually, I took Jim, who's staying with us, to the top of Staddon Hill the other day. And I showed him the beaver. I said, look at that.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I'm going to get so wet. I don't know. I mean, what kind of player is he going to be like?
I don't know. Do we need a doctor on standby? What's going to happen?
Oh, maybe we need like a St. John's. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what we need. It's that kind of event. Shall
please,
I arrange that?
Please.
Right.
And make sure you're here tomorrow at 1:45. Listen and watch it on the Radio 1 website. Aggers is on Innuendo Bingo. Amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We've got the Saturdays coming in at 2:45 this afternoon. They've got a new song out, which we'll play for the first time on Radio 1, called Disco Love. It's not with Sean Paul.
Well, this is the problem for me, is I think now I associate them very strongly with Sean Paul. It's almost like he's part of that group now, for me. Do you know what I mean? Whenever I hear the Saturdays, I always feel like saying, alongside... Sean Paul alongside the Saturdays.
Badang, badang, badang.
Exactly, yeah. But you can't do that anymore because it's a new song.
I wonder if he ever did think about joining full-time. We can ask him all this. I'm writing that down. Did Sean Paul ever consider... I'm just writing it down.
It's a good question.
And we'll play the Disco Love for the first time and talk to the Saturdays when they're in live at 2:45 this afternoon. It's going to be good. We've been treated to all of them today. Every single one of them. Never happens. Never get them all together. But it's happening today. Wonder if they're bringing any babies.
I think it's just them, but look, that's fine.
Yeah, 2:45 today, live.
I've got a new favourite video.
Go.
It is Vanessa from the Saturdays.
Oh, God, I thought you meant Feltz.
No. God, this wouldn't work with Feltz, trust me. It's called... Are you familiar with twerking, right?
Of course I am. Over it. Talk to Miley Cyrus about it.
Okay, so this is happening quite a lot, but Vanessa does this... It's called an inverted twerk.
Has she invented this?
Well, she's the first person I've seen performing it, and it's brilliant.
Okay. So where does she do this?
Do you want me to explain what it... I think it's when they were... What is it when pop stars are getting ready for a festival? Is it... I'd call it training, but I don't think that's what it is. Rehearsing.
Yeah, rehearsing.
There we go.
And they just... They kind of get together, and they have a bit of a kind of pep talk beforehand, and just, you know, wish each other good luck. It's a kind of security thing, you know, you're about to go on stage.
Well, practising the dancing and all that, you know, get the routines right. Anyway, she's up against a wall.
At the festival?
No, this is in like a dance studio or something. Right.
I was going to say, I've seen some other pictures of people up against walls at that festival over the weekend.
No.
Just going around on Twitter.
Although I did see her at that festival, she walked right past me, but I sort of didn't seem right saying hello, you know.
No.
So anyway, look, she's upside down against a wall and she's doing this upside down twerk. And it's incredible.
What?
It's honestly, it's getting around this video. It's,
get her to
it's
got, teach
it's
you.
Going viral, if you will.
Get her to teach you.
Really, though?
I want to see you do the inverted twerk, my friend.
I don't think I've got the body to be able to, like, I can't do a handstand. She's doing a handstand up against a wall, shaking away. It's a inverted
good
twerk.
Look. Oh, are we going to put the cameras on for the Saturdays? Right, we need to make this happen. bbc.co.uk/radio1, 2:45 today. I saw some funny things at that festival at the weekend.
Did you?
I saw Niall from One Direction with about, it was five security guards. That's right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, count them. I understand that. But why did Alexandra Burke have one? And here are the lovely Saturdays. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Good to see you. It's been a while. The last time we saw you was at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry.
Yes. That was
when you were... You were spitting on my friend here who was in front of you. He was kneeling in front of you. It was
That was really fun.
Yeah. It was odd.
Oh, I loved it.
There, I think.
We're going to, I think we should probably replay some of that if you missed
Vanessa's
it at the time.
Vanessa's the best, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't here, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah, but you did tell us off for spitting too politely. You were like, girls, just give it some. And yeah. I discovered
that when I laugh and water comes out, it doesn't spray. It kind of like comes out like a fountain. That was an interesting discovery.
It's true, because yours was the worst. So how did this work? I was on my knees in front of the other four.
This sounds so wrong.
I was wearing a camera. And then they were just spitting on me. But you're right, Frankie, yours was the worst because it was so defined.
So direct.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's the Radio 1 difference, though. You don't get that on any other radio station.
That's it. You learn all the interesting facts.
They just do a straight interview. They ask you about your song. You don't get to spit on anyone. It's quite hard to get all of you together these days, isn't it?
But here we are.
When they said that everybody, like all of the Saturdays coming, I was like, surely not.
Here we are.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're like, oh no.
No, I like it. It's really good to see you. We were saying earlier, we find it a little bit strange now hearing you without Sean Paul.
I get that. I massively get that, yeah.
I wish he could be. Imagine if he joined the band, sixth member.
I think he would.
Yeah, I do.
I was going to ask, would Sean consider joining the band in future, do you think, for future songs?
I think so.
Or maybe a full-time member. Let's face it, what else is he doing?
Why wouldn't he?
He'd love to.
Right, so tell me about Disco Love, because we're going to play it for the first time. This is the first play on Radio 1.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, we're so excited about it. So it's our new single, and we shot the video a few weeks ago. It kind of takes us through three different decades. We're like dressed as the 70s, 80s and 90s. It's just a really fun, feel-good pop song.
Mm. It must be good being a pop star, because when you do a video, like for this one, it's just basically getting a massive dressing-up box.
It really
and going
is.
Through.
It was like that.
Yeah, especially being girls, we were trying different hairstyles, makeup.
Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say we've definitely learned from this video which hairstyles don't suit us. There are some comedy bits, I'd say.
Yeah.
We did really go to town, though, with it.
But we know, and it's always okay when you know.
Yeah.
So we're making a joke out of it before anyone else does.
Yeah. Okay, so what really did not suit you?
90s did not suit me whatsoever.
You hated 90s.
I was like, just take out as much of me as you can.
Why? What did you look like?
I don't know. I thought I looked like... I don't think... No, I'm not going to say my reference because then I'm just setting myself up for a fall.
No, it's funny. She wanted to look like posh and then she... No, that was our like inspiration. We were all picking someone from the 90s, you know, like a hairstyle.
Yeah.
And then Frankie said she looked like the Vicar of Dibley.
I did. I had this bob, a choker, and I had a big black blouse on. And I looked like... What's her name? Is it
Dawn French.
No, in Vicar of Dibley, though.
Is
it Geraldine? Oh,
no. Geraldine. Yes.
Geraldine. I look like Geraldine, so you won't see much of me in the 90s.
You only see one shot. Blink and you'll miss her, so make sure you pause that one.
Can you imagine if you're watching it back, it's like, oh no, I look like the Vicar of Dibley. Okay, right, what was your favourite thing to dress up as?
I like the 70s.
70s. I loved the 70s. I quite like the 80s because the hair was... I like a bit of volume in the old hair, and this definitely had volume. Volume to the sky, central. So,
I think I had enough volume for everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of volume for all of us, isn't there?
All right, listen, we're going to play the song now for the first time on BBC Radio 1.
Yay.
Let us know what you think. Let's get your instant reaction on Twitter at BBCR1 or text 81199. Then we've got a little question to ask, haven't we, about something that happened on
we've
a certain video.
We've seen this video. Twerking
video. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Inverted.
Vanessa.
Oh, dear.
We'll give you the mic.
Yeah, we'll need Vanessa after this. But let's play it. It's Disco Love, the Saturdays, for the first time on BBC Radio 1. Yay! Who's Mr. Doable?
You!
No.
You say not that to me. Everyone.
Yeah.
Sussed.
You mean it about Scott, obviously.
Yeah.
Totally.
I like that. Hi, Mr. Doable.
And this is the first interview we've had about it together, so you're the first
you're
that we've
Doable.
Said.
Right, okay, but then you'll tell Bob on Beacon FM next week.
It sounds like... You know,
don't
you
listen to any of our other interviews.
No. You know where you get shirts made for a holiday and you see people in the airport? It sounds like that you'd get a Mr. Doable, Mr. something, you know, if you're out
with... Like a stag do.
Yeah.
Like an idea.
Mr. Physical.
Yeah, right.
Diesel in the van says... Is that his name or has he just put Diesel in the van? Let's call him Diesel in the van. He says the Saturdays is a wicked track. Love it so much. Love you all so much. Says Shay. It's really good. First time I heard it, says Ellie. Love this song. Can't stop listening to it. Says Aisha. Second number one in the bag, girls. And Frankie is looking lovely, says Joshua.
Yeah.
Oh, you okay, Frankie? Do you need some gas and air or something?
Yeah, I might do.
It's hot in here. It is quite hot. We did try and source some gas and air earlier from a hospital, but they wouldn't let us have it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would have loved a little trial.
Do you know what I had to have some at the weekend? Did you hear about this?
What?
on Saturday morning, literally just first thing in the morning at Fee Festival, because it was really damp, the ground. There was no one really there. We were first on stage. My legs went from under me. I completely slipped. My coffee went all over the place. But I literally fell flat on my backside. And I was in such pain that I had to have gas and air before.
Why did I miss that?
You could have had a go.
Usually you take a paracetamol. We were like, gas and air. We need you up there.
if we all keep getting pregnant, maybe we should just have like some constant gas and air supply with us. And then Una can just have some anytime she has herself.
Just put it on the rider.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a gas and air man. You just need someone's job. That's it.
Are you free?
Yes, Chris.
I'm well up for it.
Cool.
Okay, you're Mr. Doable and you're Mr. Gas and Air.
It's true.
So, Frankie, have you been feeling a bit like weird, or have you eaten any strange things? What's been happening to you?
No, I've been really boring.
I was really hoping I'd get
something really interesting, but I haven't.
Oh.
No, I know, sorry.
You didn't want like tuna with biscuits on in or something?
No,
you know?
I could try and come up with something for you if you want.
That's all right.
Don't you have to eat curries and stuff like that?
Well, I think you just crave them.
No, that's to try and make the baby come.
Oh, see, it shows how much I know. Shows how much I know about childbirth, doesn't it?
You just come up with some man's reason.
Yeah, that's right.
You just eat it all the way through, really.
Just eat curry all the time. Now, I've got a couple of listener questions. Daniel wants to know, when recording, was Sean Paul like a cool older brother or a slightly pervy uncle?
No, he's cool.
He's very cool, actually.
Yeah.
And very polite.
Yeah. Is he?
A bit too cool. We were worried, first of all, that we were going to look really uncool. But yeah, he's the nicest guy.
Is he?
So nice.
Okay. Katie wants you to describe disco love in one sentence. That's quite hard. Probably one person should do this. Molly, this is all you.
The pressure is on here. I would say it was a pop-tastic.
Oh, wow.
Look, I'm starting with a good one. I'm going in hard. Right, it's a pop-tastic, energetic.
Well, there's our sales gone down.
Hopefully, top five hit for the Sats.
Here's the thing, you see. Like, number one was a long time coming. Imagine if you got your second number one with
imagine.
Us. Oh my gosh.
Without pop-tastic tune.
I'm so pleased Molly doesn't write the biogs.
Frolly on Twitter says, if you had to make a song with another girl band, past or present, who would that be?
Spice Girls.
What kind of song would it be?
Pop-tastic.
This is quite a weird one. Carly, if you could perform in the weirdest place ever, where would it be? Because I know, like, obviously you get to perform at a lot of festivals and a lot of kind of concert halls, but then you do see gigs sometimes, especially DJ gigs, where they're on the top of a mountain or just somewhere a bit odd.
That would be very hazardous for the Saturdays, wouldn't it? Yeah. 4-inch heels on top of a mountain. It's
guaranteed one will be pregnant.
Right, of course.
I don't know, space? That could be a good one.
Or on the moon, yeah.
Didn't Will I Am want to? Isn't he going to do the first gig or something?
His song was played up there or something, wasn't it?
But where's the weirdest place you guys have performed it? Like, have you ever, you know, you get booked for birthdays, really rich guy's wedding or something?
I thought we performed in someone's living room.
Really?
We performed at a Sweet 16.
Would you perform at a birth? That's a question.
Now that would be awkward, wouldn't it?
That really would. Imagine.
Push.
Have you ever performed for one of those rich people? You know, those people from Brunei or from Dubai who are just
The best one I think we did was when we got flown to Cannes.
Yeah.
I saw them the other day.
What? Who?
Sorry. I saw them too.
Yeah, I know.
So a couple from Cannes just booked you?
We performed at someone's wedding and we always remember it. And I'm always like, oh, that's how I want my wedding to be. And then I was out for Wayne's birthday for dinner and he was like, oh, hi, you performed at our wedding. And I was like, oh, hi!
I saw him
think they're following you.
So there you go.
That's awesome. So they do weddings, and also
they do weddings.
So, yeah, weddings and
any kind of event.
And rich blokes, if you've got monies in the Middle East or Brunei,
I'm just saying.
No, to perform, I mean.
Okay. I hope that's what you meant.
Yes, yeah. Of course I did. Now, Vanessa, we need to talk about this incredible video that's going a little bit viral right now from one of your rehearsals. Chris, talk me through it.
So this is the inverted twerking, right? Yeah. That's what it's been called. And apparently Diplo did it first. Am I right with this?
Or? Well, I'll be honest with you. I follow Diplo on Instagram, and he's got loads of these girls that like do like these handstand things.
I think he makes girls or ask girls to do them at his gigs.
Wow. He makes them. But yeah, no, I've seen all of these pictures of these girls doing these like weird handstands. So we're in rehearsal and I was like, seen this picture, like, I just really want to see if I can do it.
Yeah.
So I
would just like to say that Vanessa has been able to do this
for a very long time.
As long as I've known her.
But I've never tried it.
Not in a handstand.
Not in a handstand, though.
Okay.
Like, we always mess around and, you know.
And then we basically then bullied her. Yeah. Video it and put it online. And I think
kind of, you know, I kind of forgot that when you put a video up on Instagram, the whole world gets to watch it.
Yeah.
Una was buzzing because it's had so many hits. It was Una's first Insta vid.
Was it?
So Una's great.
And the picture is literally just my bum. So,
yeah. And all you could hear is like with my Irish accent as well.
Twerk.
And Una slapping her bum.
No, it was Michelle.
Okay, good.
I was wondering who the hand was, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Una's hand.
Good stuff.
Okay, so Chris, Chris has been doing a little bit of twerking recently. He didn't even know he could do it.
No, but I can't do handstands.
Oh, no, just do them then.
Okay, can you help him, please? You can watch us on the Radio 1 website right now.
Up against that wall?
Yeah, I think up against the wall.
Okay.
Hello, if you're watching online on the website, computer, mobile phone, this is happening. The Saturdays are helping Chris twerk against a wall. If you've never seen this before.
So you need to start this way. You need to start facing this way. And your legs need to just, like Spider-Man or something. You just need to kind of
You've got to help him up.
You might
be. Okay, he can't do handstand. Okay, Chris is now against the wall. He's doing a handstand. Now open your legs. Spread your legs.
Do you need some gas and air afterwards?
Go. Twerk.
Oh. And he's out. He's down.
Oh, no. I think this has proven how good Vanessa is.
It's not as easy as it's not as easy as the instructional video makes out.
You've gone really red.
I don't know if everyone can see, but it's very red now. Yeah.
You look really injured.
I feel a bit bad.
Didn't enjoy that.
Vanessa.
Vanessa,
where did he go wrong? Where did he go wrong there? Could just give us a little bit of expert analysis.
Well, you got up into the position, all right, but I think we need to work on the bum movements before you get up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you just do a regular twerk? Like, okay, maybe we've gone a step too far. Look, do your normal twerk, not against the wall.
Join me for the original twerk.
Right. So we'll start off slow.
Okay, so this is happening.
And basically, it's all in the lower back.
Right.
So I need to pop it out.
Pop it out.
Yeah, and then pop it in. So you just keep doing that, you just keep doing it, but like faster and faster and faster and faster, and then you just.
Yes. Now
I'm not convinced.
I think what's been happening, Chris, is we're confusing twerking with bogling. Because you do an excellent bogle.
What's a bogle?
Show us that thing you were doing.
No, I'm not showing you.
Go on, show us.
Go on.
The Saturdays
come on,
here.
Show monkey.
Come on. Please. It's really good. You know that thing where you turn round.
Come on, we're interested in
seeing it now. Go on, okay.
Come on.
Why are you acting? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see? Yes. See, that's. What is that?
Scott, I wouldn't call that a bogle.
What is it then?
I know, but at least you can move your hip.
It's a really good hip roll.
It is.
A hip roll.
Can
thank
I
you,
be a
Rochelle.
Backing dancer one day.
No.
Sure.
Yeah?
I'm not so sure.
I would have taken you.
Maybe a few more lessons.
No, maybe he'll make us look good, though.
it depends how far back, like backing dancer, back in the dressing room,
or like behind the stage.
Yeah. Just behind.
You tried.
The Saturdays or something.
All of the Saturdays. It's an honour to have you all together. Because there's normally one ill or pregnant. So and best of luck with Disco Love. Oh, one more thing. Everyone's asking about the album. What are you saying about that? When? How? Why? What?
Another pop. Fantastic hit.
Yes.
There it is.
Is anyone else on there? Like, Sean Paul's on there, obviously. Who else have you got to work with?
Just us.
Okay.
Us and Sean.
Worked with some great producers, but we sort of,
It was a very tight stage when Sean was there, so we kind of limit it to one song and one song only.
And do you know what the album's going to be called?
We do.
Yeah.
We actually decided at the weekend.
Oh, did we?
We did. Sorry, Frank.
That's all good. Frankie wasn't there.
There's a hint.
I didn't know that until now either, sorry.
You're not allowed to tell me because someone just went, no!
No.
Not allowed. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, good to see you. Thank you very much, Saturdays, and thank you for doing the inverted twerk or attempting. See you soon. See you soon, girls. Right, something freaked me out a little bit in that Saturdays interview.
What's up?
They were lovely as ever. Was that Molly's voice?
She was
really posh.
Very well spoken.
Now, I've known and interviewed the Saturdays for years. I don't remember. That's not her.
It is her. It's definitely her.
But it's the body of her, but with the in person she's here. But that's not her voice.
Do you know what it was like? She'd had etiquette lessons.
Elocution.
Is that what I mean?
Yeah. She didn't need etiquette lessons.
No, she had lovely etiquette, is it?
Always been slightly posh, but oh my goodness. I couldn't get my head around it. It was freaking me out for the whole interview. No, I'd like it, but I just wasn't expecting it. And then every time I was trying to direct as many questions as possible to Molly so I could hear it again. Is that wrong?
Does it intrigue you that much?
I'm really fascinated by it.
I want to speak like that, obviously not the female version, but a male version of that.
Or maybe it's always been there and I've never noticed it before, but today I really noticed it. Am I the only person that noticed that?
Maybe she's just more comfortable being her sort of poshiness, bringing it out more.
Like, you think?
Maybe.
Was she doing her telephone voice to us today?
Maybe she's just being very, very polite.
I don't understand. Good to see him, though. The Scott Mills Daily. Katy Perry, that just gets better, that song. Raw on BBC Radio 1. I'm not contributing to the Perry and Gaga beef by making one more record of the week 1 week and then Gaga the next week, am I? Actually, when you look back on all that now, it's a bit silly. It was a week ago, do you know what I mean? When the whole press was trying to put them up against each other in some kind of battle.
What? I don't understand this, but that's a better song.
It's not, though.
It is,
It's just a different song. They're both equally good pop songs. Not a better song.
If you had to choose.
I wouldn't be able to choose.
No, I know, because you always sit on the fence with everything. So
no.
here's your chance. Make a name for yourself.
I think... Okay, I'll put it out there. I think the Gaga song is a bit more interesting.
No.
That could have been on her last album, Katy Perry. Could have.
It's a better song.
It's a great song, but it could have easily been on the last album. Could have. It could have been up there. It could have been on there with Teenage Dream and all that. It could. That was Raw by Katy Perry. The Scott Mills Daily. So I was in Essex at the weekend for this festival that a lot of people seem to be at. And I experienced something new. Something I've never experienced at a festival ever. I was watching the start of Rudimental yesterday afternoon. Really nice sunny day. It's about like 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And then Rudimental come on. What's the name of that vocalist? Is it Ella Eyre?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was her. Incredible voice live. So they start up. Everyone's loving it. Like, everyone's hands on the air. Brilliant. 2 minutes in. And then I feel something warm and wet on my hair. And also at the top of my back. It's kind of... It's going through my T-shirt.
Right. And, okay, is this a VIP area
no,
thing?
No, absolutely
or is
not.
This...
No, I'm in there. I'm actually quite near the front because I wanted to get near the front.
And sitting down or standing up?
Standing up.
Right.
Sat down for a bit, then stood up when they started.
Dare I ask what?
Well, it was that thing where it got to a certain time of day, and I wish people wouldn't do it, but like all the bottles are plastic, but people start flinging bottles everywhere, don't they? Now, I'm saying that, I mean, it was a warm day. It wasn't a hot day. I'm saying that was too warm to be orange juice.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just...
It is an odd one, this, isn't it?
I don't
it?
Understand why it happens. Why do people do it? Can anyone explain to me why people do that? What part of that is fun?
Technically, I don't think it's allowed, but...
It was happening a lot.
I admit, I was there on Saturday and I saw they sort of formed a cocoon around one person, like a human shield, whilst they obviously went about it. And then I agree. I saw something getting thrown and I was...
Yeah, it's just not right. And you see it a lot on TV as well, even if you don't go to festivals, you see it happening. You're like, why is this happening?
But you got hit.
The thing is, I'm always going to be a target. I'm always going to be that person. What?
You're always going to be a target, are you?
No, I'm just going to be the
person. Someone singled you out today and loved it from the other side of the crowd.
Yeah. in his day.
Is that really how you view it? Even when they're throwing bottles of that? You're the target.
Like, yeah, I've got the kind of face that deserves to be the target.
Do you think it wasn't that someone needed to go at all? It's just they wanted something to throw at you.
Yes. No, I know how Cher Lloyd feels. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I had to leave. I was really upset. I wanted to see Rudimental.
Were you disgusted by it?
I was disgusted.
Do you know what? You just...
All over my T-shirt as well.
I know, but you've just got to carry on as if nothing had happened, Scott.
Look, how? How do you style that out? It was in my hair, on the left-hand side of my face.
But you just carry on, don't you? Just carry on dancing. No one would have noticed.
They would. Everyone noticed.
I love that it hit you.
It's dripping off my chin.
I'm not joking. It probably wasn't the person behind. It was probably thrown from distance, Scott.
There are some people that will always get hit. That's my thing. Right. Like at school, right? If someone's playing football nearby, there's always someone that gets slammed in the face by a ball. That's me.
No. You see, Scott, the problem is I like coming along to, you know, when you DJ out and do gigs and that. I think you're encouraging something very dangerous here.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I'm always the kid that gets slapped in the face by the balls. At school, when we're like playing football, rugby, always the same. So if there's a bottle being thrown, plastic bottle, chances are it's going to hit me. Now, this is a problem because I've got to play Rudimental now. And as much as I love it, I'm sure it's going to remind me now of being soaked warm and wet at the weekend.
Do you want me to throw something at you?
No. Definitely not that.
I'm going to prepare now.
No, don't.
I warn you, if you play it.
Don't.
This is the warning. You play the song.
Don't prepare anything
that's
now.
That's what happens now.
It's not. Let me just see how it goes. Hang on. Right. No, I don't like it. I might have to skip this one.
Well, no, I'm warning you. If you play that song.
No. I don't want you to do that. This happened at the weekend already.
Or a lot of people are listening. You know, this goes out in the office as well. Someone from the office, I'm sure, will run in and throw.
Try again. With a fresh cup.
It's a risk you're going to take for the next 3 minutes or so if you play that song.
Let me try again.
I urge someone to do it.
No, please don't. Dan and Phil, Real or No Real, next. Rudimental Foxes right here on BBC Radio 1. Quite traumatic now, hearing Rudimental songs.
Well, we had to lock the door on that one just to make sure.
When Dan and Phil actually arrived, I thought, oh no, here they come with a fresh cup of wee. It's just something that happened at V Festival at the weekend.
That sounds traumatic.
Aren't you at Reading this weekend?
Yeah, we are. I think I got hit by a bottle of wee at Reading once as a teenager. It's just when the liquid hits the back of your head and you're like, is it warm?
Well, it was too warm to be anything else.
Is
I'm
it
sorry.
Warm beer or is it? That's the question. Don't think about it. That's what you do.
I had to make my excuses and leave the Rudimental set yesterday for that very reason. It was happening too much, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like once, okay, fine, I'll start it out. Second, third time,
it happened twice.
Bail.
It's time to leave.
I told you I'm a target.
I didn't realise.
Was it you or Rudimental they were targeting?
I don't know. So tell me what's happening at Reading.
Well, it's very exciting. Me and Phil are going to Reading, which is going to be weird because I went to Reading, I think it was 6 times as a teenager. So I'm just going to be freaking out the whole time. I'm going to be the fangirl hyperventilating in the corner. But we are doing interviews in tents with the artists. We're actually bringing a tent and we're going to force them to come inside. And what's it called?
The Intentiview.
Yes. Do you see what we did there?
Very good.
It's going to be good. Yeah. So we're going to force all of these artists and possibly bands with many members to get inside these tiny tents with us where we do our awkward interviews. Should be good. We interviewed the Vaccines on a golf cart a big weekend and it was hilarious just seeing how do you do an interview in an awkward situation.
I think because there's a lack of personal space going on there. And that's really odd.
So they're going to be tiny tents.
They're going to be tiny tents. And to make it even better, we're going to adorn them with fan art. You know on the TV behind us in our show, we have like pictures and stuff that people have drawn. We are going to ask people to send in fan art that they've made of the bands at Reading and then we're going to decorate the tent like a creepy shrine.
Very good. Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah, okay.
So they get in there and it's just people who've done art of them.
Pictures of their own face, probably mostly naked. Yeah, so if anyone's listening to this and they've ever drawn fan art for any of the artists at Reading, look at the lineup thinking Imagine Dragons, Fall Out Boy, Skrillex, then tweet them with the hashtag Intentiview. You have until Wednesday at 6 p.m. and we're going to search it and then we'll print out the ones that we want.
Yep.
Then we'll stick them behind the artists' heads.
Beautiful.
Right, so tell us the little hashtag again.
It is hashtag Intentiview. Okay. Like in tent view.
So have a look at the Reading lineup. If you want to do some fan art for any of those artists on there, Let us know, and then we can put it up in the tiny tent and really freak them out.
Indeed. Yay. That is the idea.
And when are you at Reading? We can see it all weekend at the website, right?
Yes, it will all be going up on the Radio 1 YouTube channel and on the website. We're actually having a Reading special show this weekend, which is going to be crazy. We probably won't have slept for about 3 days.
They're the best shows.
They are. Yeah.
On Friday, we had to cover we did the Radio 1 breakfast show and then covered an hour of Sarah Cox's show.
Wow.
It was Friday.
Endurance.
And the endurance was on. I was talking absolute nonsense, but it made for quite good radio, I think. Uh-huh. That's what people are telling me. Right, let's do Real or No Real. It's good to have this game back. It's good to see you, Dan and Phil, as well.
Long time, yeah.
Okay, so it's a selection of facts. Some of them are real, some of them made up by us. All you've got to do for 10 Scott Mills points is tell us which is real and which is no real. Play along at home if you please.
A survey of customers at British coffee shops found that only 27% had their name spelt correctly on their cup, while 42% had the wrong name altogether.
Yes, I think that's entirely possible. They never get it right.
It does happen a lot. I've
How can they get Dan wrong?
Yeah.
Someone spelled Dan wrong once, didn't they?
They called you James.
Yeah, that was... Okay, right. So this person obviously wasn't with it. They're either just pranking me or they weren't paying any attention at all. Because Dan doesn't sound anything like James, does it, to be honest?
You do look like a James, though.
Do I?
You could be a James.
Well, could be a James.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to just go with what they think you look like then?
I got a feel, which was F-E-E-L.
That's a good one.
Like nice.
Because some of these coffee shops have the thing where they get people from like Italian countries, so they have the authentic accents, which I think adds to the coffee experience, but then they don't know how to spell some English names. Like, we have a friend called Fawn, and they spelt Fawn, F-A-W-N, as F-A-O-O-N.
Faun.
That is an unusual name, though.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone called Faun?
No.
No.
I'm Scoff.
Scoff.
Yeah, Scoff. But I always give myself a new name in the coffee shops.
Really? Mm,
that's a fun game.
Yeah, just for my own sort of amusement. It doesn't even need to be rude or anything. I just give myself, you know, like a sort of Spartacus.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of people that ask for Beyonce, don't you?
Yeah. So, real or no real, 27% spelt wrong, 42% wrong name on coffee cup.
I think that is real.
Yeah, personal experience, real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No! Oh.
Felt real to me.
Felt real.
What about this? What about this real or no real fact?
According to one law firm, Facebook is given as a reason for a third of all divorces.
Whoa. Facebook.
That's high.
Reason.
Why would you divorce because of Facebook?
Well, because I suppose it's the arguments that have been caused from Facebook. Am I right with this? The idea is it's to blame.
Hmm. Yeah, it's what people find out, I'm sure, as
you've
well.
You've been caught out. Yeah. You poked someone else. I don't know what it is.
You can't poke someone when you're in a relationship. No.
Or you could change your status to it's complicated.
That's the worst thing.
Who hate does
that.
That's strange. We had a listener on Breakfast ranting on about Facebook last week and how it's nothing but trouble. So it's not that bad, though, surely. In all third of divorces cited as a reason why.
That's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of divorces happening around the world. Are that many people on Facebook? It seems like a very extreme fact, but stupid game, it's probably true.
I can see it. I'm saying real.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
That one is real.
What? Yeah. What?
Wow.
A third?
Yes.
Where did this fact come from?
Did nothing but no trouble.
Okay.
Hmm? Did you say no real then?
Yeah, I said no real, so I was wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Failed.
Next.
The can opener was invented 48 years after the can.
What? How did they open cans before that?
Yeah, just smack it against their forehead.
With their teeth, of course.
Just decorate the room with them.
That's a bit odd.
That is weird.
48 years after the can.
That's a lot of years. That's almost half a century of being unable to open a can.
True, Phil. Good observation.
Thanks.
Do you know what? I do think this is true because I reckon it was, you know... I reckon you would have opened it with a knife. Without this being too... It's an easy way to store something, isn't it? I don't want to go all... education on you here, but it's like the can opener probably solved the problem that was caused by the can in the original. Do you see what I mean?
I think Chris is absolutely on it. People were opening it in awkward ways and it was created for industrial purposes.
There we go.
Yeah, Chris, yeah.
So I'm saying real.
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the can opener, it came along and it was a bit of a luxury for people, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
So we have all your answers?
Yes.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah!
You're correct. Correct in your thinking. And what about this one? This is the last one today. and revolves around our guests from earlier.
When Molly from The Saturdays was asked by a teen magazine to name her greatest fear, she replied, getting my toenails snagged on the end of the duvet.
The greatest fear.
Yeah. Nothing could go more horribly wrong in the universe.
How However, do you do that?
Or just like if it gets caught on the edge of a duvet, and it's like, oh no, I have to exert mild force to remove my toe from the duvet.
However, if you're a Saturday, life is pretty much perfect. You've got nothing to worry about.
Something like that. It's
you're
a big
probably
tragedy.
Married to a rich footballer.
No, that's where you're wrong, because the rules change, isn't it? Because they are living such a sort of great, you know, lovely life like that, then minor issues become big problems.
Yeah,
like
that's what it is.
In her world, probably that's big stuff, you know?
Is it a bit like on the show Married to Jonas on the E Channel, where someone's married?
Which everyone watches.
Someone's married to Kevin Jonas, and the only thing she had to worry about that week was whether to have paper or material napkins for the party they were having.
Big question.
Really stressing her out. That was a whole cliffhanger at the episode.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's like Sweet 16, isn't it? Just anything that goes wrong, it's like, Mum, I hate you.
I love that. Is that all that Molly from The Saturdays has to worry about?
Oh, she seemed pretty content when I met her, so I'd say that's a pretty big problem if I was her.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I'm going to... So, Dan, you're saying real, are you?
Yeah, no, why not? Reel me up.
I'm going to go no real.
What is it? That one is no real.
No. Yeah. Oh.
She's
got far more things to worry about than that, obviously. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
Dan scored 10, Phil scored 20, I scored 40.
Oh, what? Yes.
My word.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but tomorrow at 1:45 on Radio 1, the legend that is Jonathan Agnew, Aggers off the cricket, is playing Innuendo Bingo. You can't miss this. Watch and listen, 1:45, tomorrow, on the Radio 1 website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.